Hello, welcome to Let's Educommunicate. This is a group of third-year students from José Churriguera Secondary School.
Today, we are going to speak about the Doomsday Clock, Outer Space, Reggaeton. We are going to interview Mike Towers. We are going to listen to a report about the Battle of Midway, and we are going to listen to two news bulletins.
Thank you for listening to this radio program by the Community Radio Station of Leganés, Eco Leganés, and Radio Churri.
You are listening to Woman by Little Sins. Let's get it started. Ethiopia can play so jazzy. They sit you down at school, you want Selassie. Tell them you're nothing without a woman. No, woman to woman, I just wanna see you glow. Tell them what's up.
Repping for your country, son, kissing your brown skin, looking like money. Says she focusing on being an accountant. When you have beauty and brains, they find it astounding. Why she been getting it on her own, nigga? Self-made, ain't nobody doing gold, nigga. Now Miss India always speaks with her chest, got respect from her people, cause she leaves them the best. Real life queen in the flesh, know the crown get heavy, still the bees on your head. Brooklyn ladies, know you hustle on the daily, innovative just like Donna Summer in the 80s. Your time is seeing you glow now. Intelligence and elegance, show them how. Miss Jamaica understand food for the soul. She get up in the kitchen, know she throw down. Ain't nothing without a woman, no. Woman to woman, I just wanna see you glow. Tell them what's up.
Hello, we are a group of high school students from José Churriguera, and we are to talk about the Doomsday Clock.
The Doomsday Clock is a symbolic clock created by a bulletin of atomic scientists, and it represents how close we are to the end of the world.
It is updated based on the recent events that are going on in the world and how they are affecting humanity and the Earth.
Currently, the Doomsday Clock is only 90 seconds away from reaching the end. And that is because of five important reasons.
The first reason for the Doomsday Clock to be so close to reaching midnight is the war in Palestine. Currently, Palestine is being invaded by Israel. The Israeli army are attacking public places like hospitals and schools with bombs, and they are responsible for the thousands of innocent people's death, with the excuse of all Palestinians being part of an extremist group named Hamas, which is not true. This is a horrible situation because no one is being held accountable for all those dead, and European countries are not sending help like who they did with Ukraine.
The second reason for this big problem is climate change. It has been an issue for decades now because it is causing the ice in the poles to melt. Climate change is also causing issues with food management, since it is making it harder for food to grow. It is making us run of usable water, as well as causing natural disasters like extreme heat waves or floods that are affecting the ecosystems and therefore causing the extinction of species.
The third topic we are going to talk about is the Ukraine war and how it is affecting the world.
This war has been going on for 2 years, and it has led to over 40,000 deaths, including over 100 children and over 8 million refugees.
The war itself was caused by an invasion from Russia, due to the fact Russia considers that an area of Ukraine belongs to them.
After Russia had invaded Tartaria, Russia didn't stop at and it's currently still trying to steal more territory from Ukraine, even after some European countries and the USA got involved in the matter.
The fourth reason is the possibility of an upcoming nuclear war. This situation may happen due to the fact that Russia has sent numerous warning nuclear signals during the past year. The combination of the nuclear arsenal between Russia and the US is about 90% of the world's nuclear warheads, which would be enough to destroy the planet many times over. With the current tensions between those two countries, mainly because of the Ukraine war, it wouldn't be too crazy to think that one of the countries may use this kind of weapons.
Our last reason for this upcoming tragedy will be the rising of the artificial intelligence. This is because it is currently taking away the jobs of a lot of people, and we can only expect for this to continue in the next few years. It is helping to create machines that now can do what used to only be done by humans.
To sum up, while this clock is only metaphorical, it is a reminder that we humans are slowly, and not so slowly, destroying ourselves.
Talking about this is important, because if we don't talk about these big problems, we won't be able to find a way to solve them.
This was Alison, Ariadna, Marta, Emily, Valeria and me. Isabel, thanks for listening to us.
This is English Words and Gender Equality. This is Radio Churiguera. We are a secondary school from Leganés, and we are going to speak about words we use in our higher level cycle in promotion of gender equality.
Today's gender equality word is
Manosphere.
The Manosphere is a network of websites, blogs, and online forums that promote toxic masculinity.
And also hosted lead towards women or misogynists and a strong opposition to feminism.
Men who belong to the Manosphere use forums to talk about, for example, all the ways a woman can be raped.
Some examples of these groups are the Incel, the Men Rights Activists, and Pickup Artists.
You can find the word Manosphere in sentences like:
the Manosphere is harmful to everyone, not just women.
The Manosphere is the place where men who hate women love each other.
Now, let's listen to a situation where the word Manosphere is used. Look what I just saw. Some more news about the Manosphere.
Oh, let me look. Oh no, what does it say?
That the group of the Manosphere created a law that says that they can rape any women on their private properties.
What the f***? How could such an atrocity occur to them?
It's because of the patriarchal culture.
How necessary feminism is.
for listening.
This has been Paula and Lucia. We are students of Promotion of Gender Equality at José de Churriguera Secondary School.
You can listen to more of our program, English Words in Gender Equality, on radiochuri.blogspot.com.
Bye.
Bye.
Lucia, Sofia, and me. We are from José de Churriguera Secondary School, and we are going to talk to you about space outer isms and some theories.
Lucia, what is outer space?
Outer space is what surrounds us outside the Earth atmosphere. It is empty space between the planets and the stars. Outer space is enormous. That is very small in comparison to all other space. We can find many galaxies, some of which we don't even know. We only know 5% of other space.
So, can we say that there might be extraterrestrial life in these galaxies or in some other?
Exactly. Extraterrestrial life has not been proved, but as the years go by, people believe in this theory more. Although there is no much evidence, there are some inexplicable occurrences that can tell us about extraterrestrial life. But since we only know the 5%, we can know.
Wow, that's too interesting. But one last question about outer space.
What is Lucia asking?
What is the name of our galaxy and how many planets can we find here?
To begin with, our galaxy is called the Milky Way and it is made of thousands of solar systems, one of which is ours. Our solar system has 8 planets: Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
And what is our best known galaxy?
Another well-known galaxy is the Evil Eye. It is said to be one of the rarest galaxies. It is a spiral galaxy located approximately 70 million light years away from us.
In conclusion, there is so much to know about outer space.
We are just a teen speck of dust in the immensity of the universe.
It has been very interesting talking about outer space today. We hope you like it.
Fuego, wow, wow. El potro remix.
Yala. Si tú eres soltera y estás solita pa' mí, vamos a darnos candela. Pegadito ahí, ahí. Si tú eres soltera y estás solita pa' mí, vamos a darnos candela. Pegadito ahí.
Ella luce sensual. Con sus curvas me tiene.
Hello, we are Mohamed, Carla, Ingrid, and Beltrán. We are going to speak about this, the history of reggaeton.
What is reggaeton?
Reggaeton is a genre of music.
When was reggaeton created?
Reggaeton was created in the 90s.
Where was reggaeton created?
It was created in Panama and Puerto Rico.
Who started singing this music?
La Atrevida, DJ Negro and Nando Boom were some of the pioneers of this type of music. After that, more artists started to like Daddy Yankee, Don Omar, Arcángel and many more.
Who were the most notable singers?
Some of the most notable were Plan B, Daddy Yankee, Wisin and Yandel, Zion and Lennox, Nicky Jam and Farruko, among others.
And what are some of the most notable songs?
Well, I'm going to say some of the most outstanding songs. Virtual Diva, Gasolina, Candy, Abusadora and Sexy Woman, among others.
Since the 2000, reggaeton has been evolving and adding great artists such as Bad Bunny, Ozuna, Rao Alejandro, Karol G and Bachat.
This has been a little of the history and evolution of reggaeton.
I hope you like it. You are listening to Avengers.
Está con un Avenger, es la Ranger, más tú no eres Angel, tú eres Danger. Pásame en el lighter, pa' prender, que esta noche es loca y nadie es fiel.
Está con un Avenger, es la Ranger, más tú no eres Angel, tú eres Danger. Pásame en el lighter, pa' prender, que esta noche es loca y nadie es fiel.
Fin de semana es ateo, esto no es NBA, no me galdeno, que estoy puesto pa'l pariseo.
Mi momento llegará, no me desesperaré. Todos mis shows se llenarán, ahora hay que pagar para poderme ver.
Michael, deja de estar perdiendo el tiempo. Aquí se viene a trabajar. Toma, ponte a barrer. Dale, 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 que te falta el baño.
Hello, we are Claudia, Angela and Ethan. Today we are going to interview a very famous singer, Mike Towers.
Hello, Mike. We are here to ask you about your life and your musical tour.
Firstly, I would like to ask you how you started in the musical world.
Hello, thanks for the invitation. Well, I started my career thanks to the push that my great friend, John King, gave me. He helped me release my first song, Comencé, in the SoundCloud platform.
This is amazing. And what is your most famous song of your career?
My most famous song is called Lala. In just 11 days, it became a cultural phenomenon with 280 million views and it reached number one on Spotify Global Top 50. It surpassed great celebrities like Bad Bunny and Taylor Swift.
Well, could you tell me about your family and your friends?
As far as my family is concerned, I have 3-year-old son that I had with my partner Maria Pedraza. Moreover, I have one brother and one sister.
Do you plan on doing a concert soon? If so, where?
In fact, yes, I do. The next concert will be on May 21st at the Withing Center in Madrid. Ticket had already gone on sale.
What are you going to base your next song on?
I'm really looking for new topics that might interest the audience, but I can't say anything yet. It's a surprise.
Which artist would you like to collaborate with?
The ones I would most like to collaborate with would be El Morat, Romeo Santos and Don Omar, since their styles of music are completely different from mine. We could make good music.
Thank you very much for coming to the interview. It has been a pleasure meeting you.
You're welcome. I hope to see you in the future. It has been a pleasure. Goodbye.
This was Mike Tower.
We hope you enjoyed the interview. And remember that you can listen to more interesting interviews on radiochurri.blogspot.com and ecoleganes.org. You're listening to Llegara by Tower Spy.
Michael, deja de estar perdiendo el tiempo. Aquí se viene a trabajar. Toma, ponte a barrer.
No, no puedo coger siempre aquí.
Dale, 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 que te falta el baño, pa.
Mi momento llegará, no me desesperaré. Todos mis shows se llenarán, ahora hay que pagar pa' poderme ver.
Yo predije el futuro como si fuera un profeta. No saben lo que se acerca, estos cabrones son fecas. Mármol, la loseta y de melaza son las setas. Voy a estar más tranquilo cuando de mí menos sepan. Si no fuera por la foto no me vieran, voy a causar una masacre musical. Soy de la calle como de...
Marcos, Jorge and Raúl. We are going to talk about the Battle of Midway, which happened in 1942 during the World War II.
The Midway Battle was one of the most important naval battles of the World War II.
The Imperial Japanese Navy attacked the Midway Atoll.
The United States were aware that the Japanese were planning an attack on the Pacific.
The battle took place between the 4th and the 7th of June, 6 months after the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Japan was planning to expand the defense perimeter.
They hoped to get the American aircraft carrier into a trap.
But the Americans knew it and set the trap for attackers.
The main objective of both sides were the aircraft carriers.
In the side of the Americans, there were 3 aircraft carriers. In the Japanese, there were 4.
The American aircraft spotted the Japanese Navy.
After Midway and the 16th attrition of Solomon Island campaign, Japan lost their capacity to replace its loss on material and men. Well-trained pilots and maintained crewmen rapidly became insufficient to cope with mounting casualties. While the United States' massive industrial and training capacity made loss far easier to replay.
The Battle of Midway, along with the Guadalcanal campaign, is widely considered a turning point in the Pacific War.
Oh, that battle was terrible, but who won?
Although it assumed that there are no winners in the war, the data suggests that the real winner was the United States, because it lost almost 10 times fewer soldiers than Japan.
That's all for today.
Thank you for listening.
And have a good day.
Bye. Bye.
Y mami, sigo esperando que caiga del cielo pa' mí que estoy volando.
Aquí solo subimos, mami, que haces bajando. Al menos que pa' bailar me pega y estoy sacando en alto y parezco medio exclusivo.
Hello, my name is Ethan and I am going to talk about Enfield.
Hello, I am Dani and I am going to talk about football.
Hello, I'm Sebas and I'm going to talk about MotoGP.
Hello, I am Adrian and I'm going to talk about the UFC.
Hello, I am Pablo. I am going to talk about Formula One.
The NFL, or American football, is a contact sport in which two teams of players try to get the ball into the end zone or kick it between the goalposts. Each team plays 16 days of the regular season, playing the majority of their game against rival for their own division. When the regular season is over, seven teams qualify for the playoffs. The Super Bowl is the most important match of the year. It is the game of that determines the champion of the year. All of the teams, they want to have this title. The winner of the year 2023 are the Kansas City Chiefs.
The UFC is the major company of mixed martial arts, and now Spain has a Spanish world champion. Ilia Topuria is the world champion of featherweight, and the company is arranging his next comeback. The names of the possible next fights are very famous, and it will be difficult for the Spanish-Georgian fighter. These names are Conor McGregor, Islam Makhachev, or Max Holloway. Another news is that the UFC possible will come to Spain, probably in the Santiago Bernabéu Stadium, and the combat will be in September, bringing the UFC to Spain for the first time.
And now let's speak about MotoGP. Marc Márquez is going to Ducati after leaving Honda at the end of summer 2023. The negotiation with the Italian team were thorough because Márquez had many options to choose from, but a great condition for the Spaniard was that his brother has been riding for Ducati since 2020.
Another piece of news is that MotoGP World Championship brings the curtain down again at the Ricardo Tormo Circuit in Cheste. The very first race is probably the most exciting and emotional Grand Prix. The MotoGP World Championship will start again on the 10th of March from Qatar, a venue that reopens the course after its reform. Audi will join Formula One. Audi will take advantage of the change that the FIA Formula One World Championship will make from 2026. These changes will bring new regulations that will focus on sustainability and efficiency. Cars' electric engines have to have the same power as combustion, in addition to a more sustainable fuel. Audi will enter the premier category of motorsport with its own official team. An exciting new milestone with which Audi Sport moves once again towards a future full of possibilities.
Ferrari announces the signing of the Englishman Lewis Hamilton. Starting next season, and Mercedes confirmed his departure. The Spanish Carlos Sainz will not renew and will change teams.
Formula One will arrive to Madrid in the 2026 season, and the first contract will be for 10 years. The IFEMA Madrid circuit will be the track used for the Spanish Formula One GP. The circuit of Madrid will be 5.7 kilometers, 20 curves, one banked, two tunnels, and the return time is expected to be 1 minute 30 seconds.
The piece of news that all people are talking about is that Kylian Mbappé will join Real Madrid next season. This transfer will be free because he finishes his contract this season. Mbappé doesn't want to play for PSG because he isn't comfortable with the coach, the team and the league.
Le da la vuelta al mundo buscando lo que tú me diste, mami, sigo esperando que caiga del cielo pa' mí que estoy volando.
Thank you for listening. Let's continue with other radio program.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Le, and she is Flavia. We are students at José de Churiguera.
We are going to speak about paper. Paper is used for writing, drawing, painting in it.
It is made of cellulose fiber. It was invented in China in the 2nd century.
We think it is important because you can do many things with it.
In conclusion, paper is very important in our life.
Thank you for listening. Bye. Bye.
Estás escuchando Radio Churri. Somos la voz del Instituto José de Churriguera.
Estos son tus micros. Hazte escuchar.
Good morning. I am Triana. Today we are going to talk about some breaking news. We connect with our colleague Celia, who is in the Campanares Fire, Valencia. Are you listening to us, Celia?
Yes, I'm listening to you. Now the firefighters are working to look for other victims about this upsetting news. At the moment, the number of victims are 20 injured, 4 missing people and 10 dead. One of the good news is that they have been able to find a cat that got trapped in a duct during the fire.
Thank you, Celia. And now we are connecting with Raquel, who is going to tell us the last hour about the murder of the farmers. Can you hear us, Raquel?
I hear you, Triana. We are here in Navarra. The police officers are working to find the murder of this case. At the moment, there are 3 victims, 1 in Lleida and 2 here in Navarra. We will be informing you.
Thank you, Raquel. And now we are going to Guatemala to connect with our colleague, Natalia, who is going to give us the last minute about Karol G's concert.
Good morning, Triana. There has been a murder and shooting of 3 people, including a pregnant woman, during the concert. The one who was supposedly taking care of the car argued with the men and killed them, while a stray bullet killed the woman who was with her 2 children.
And that's all the news for the moment. Wait a minute, they informed me of a new breaking news. A new fire has occurred in Alicante. It has been caused by an overload in a shaft. At the moment, 3 deaths are confirmed, including a small child about 5 years, and about 15 people are also confirmed to be injured. We will continue to inform you. Have a good afternoon.
Bye.
Bye.
We hope you have liked the program. Thank you for listening.
You can listen to more Let's Educommunicate on radio.urmc.net, ecoleganes.org and radiochurri.blogspot.com.
Bye.
He was getting bitter while she was getting better. Diamonds are forever. Miss Sierra Leone looking like a gem. Works hard in the week, party on the weekend. Know you wanna live with no one watching how you spend. Got a thing for the finer things and the finer men. Miss Tanzania, she a do or die. Says she wanna know more about the Sukuma tribe. We hit the zoo, once wasn't enough. Got an ocean full of knowledge, you could scuba dive. Miss Ethiopia can play so jazzy. They sit you down to school, you want Selassie. Tell them you're nothing without a woman, no. Woman to woman, I just wanna see you glow. Tell them what's up.